Hello from Basque Country. It is Tuesday the 27th, 2 days after Christmas. Merry Christmas, a few days late maybe. Hope you had a wonderful time, maybe with family. That's usually the plan. We had family over, the two boys that are here. Some of the grandchildren are sick, and so that conditions some of the festivities, but at any rate, it was good to have the opportunity to see the different ones and have a few meals together. Okay, the picture that I just sent, I will explain at the end. It's obviously a Christmas basket. Okay, so last Saturday, two Saturdays ago, we had the wedding, Steve and Andrea's wedding. They have already come back from their honeymoon, but there are still family members of the Alvarez around, some of them staying on into January. So there's been a lot of movement, as a lot of you know. The apartments here are very small, so it's not very easy to have a bunch of people in. So they've been moving around a little bit. At first, the whole party was at the farmhouse, but that didn't last very long. They're back at various homes and apartments now, but we are glad to see the couple. They seem happy as ever, of course. Okay, then Sunday services, we had a one single service in which we alternated hymns and readings from the Christmas story passages, and then some testimonies from several of our faithful believers, and it was very, very good. Very, very good testimonies, watching or hearing about how God is working in their lives. As far as the MTR, still wrapping up final reports and chores with that, still have some correspondence to take care of. But one thing that we were able to do last week was to return to four of the families who had expenses, flying expenses, were interested in having some of that money given back if we had it, which we did. So we were able to pay, able to give back all of the money that four of the families spent, both for the registration, the fee for the cost for the retreat, everybody got back. And then four of the families got all of their money back for their flights. And one or two of the other ones didn't want any return. So anyway, we were able to do that, which was obviously a huge blessing. Thank you to those of you listening who helped generously with the missionary team retreats. The first time we've ever been able to do that. Of course, it was a smaller number than usual. We had 14 kids. But still, what a blessing. And then the postcards. We had that issue, I remember, I think I told you about, that we had a misprint come in, so everything got pushed back by a couple of weeks or 3 weeks. So yesterday, the 5,000 cards for Ondarribi up on the coast were delivered. Today, David is picking up his 14,000 already counted and separated for the Renteria town, and then our 31,000 for this region. Juan and his family delivered them today at the post office, so they will be going out in the next week or two. So thanking the Lord for that, and do pray that God will use those Christmas cards to direct people to his son. And yeah, it'd be wonderful to see some actual fruit directly from them. We had a lot of people help because they came in, you know, they came in very late. So yeah, it's the first time we've ever been able to turn around. That's 51,000 of them put into packets of 100 over a period of 3 days or 2 days. So that was a lot of work. I'll add a picture at the end of one of the times when there was a group of people working on them. And then you have been receiving every day, most of you, the link for the surprises of the original Christmas. That is over, 6 episodes. And thank you for those who have taken the time to watch those. And I hope they've been a blessing and a challenge. I will share the playlist, through that link, you can get to all 6 of them at one one view there, all the links. So, and then we'll end with something that happened yesterday. Just okay. So when we had the missionary team retreat, Mark Campbell, our guest speaker, pastor there in Tennessee, was talking to us about some of the things their church does in the area with the police department, and I think, a lot of the social services, some of the things they've done for the hospital and emergency rooms and what, and we were talking about, man, what would it be like to take a Christmas packet to the police here? And my first thing was, it would be really cool, but that would be the weirdest thing they've ever had. It just absolutely, it is not done. Nobody does that. It's just, yeah, I don't know if the whole thing is too politicized or what. So we talked about it, but then I just, parked the idea. Well, last Friday night or Friday night, I think it was, I thought, you know what, let's do it and let's just see what happens. So I wrote our church people and I said, here's a list of things you can buy. This is a Christmas packet. They have these, or Christmas basket. They have those here. You can buy them. You can pay hundreds of dollars for a nice one here, which has all of the typical Spanish Christmas things. It has the turrón, it has cookies, it has chocolate, it has pate, and then of course it always has champagne and some wines and just different pastries that are typical of Christmas. And so I thought, well, we could buy one, but then we're giving them, we're giving them the champagne and alcohol. Well, it would be nice if we could do it ourselves. So I just sent out a text to our people. Of course, most of them I don't think really understood. I mean, this is a completely foreign concept, totally. Nobody's ever heard of doing that. So, in fact, one of our men, the first thing he wrote back, he says, that is strange. And even my daughter-in-law, who's Spanish, Raquel, she said, yeah, it is a little strange because it's just something out of culture here to do anything like that. Well, so I was a little nervous, we live in Basque country. When I was a kid here, I mean, you never take a packet to the police department. You're liable to get thrown in jail. I mean, because you had bombs and everything back then. And I thought, I wonder if they'll even let me take it inside, just because of the whole risk. So anyway, we had, interestingly enough, the gentleman who responded with that is a strange idea or a weird idea, is basically the idea, what he meant was that is a weird thing to do. Well, of all things on Sunday morning, he comes in with a bag of stuff. So anyway, so we had a nice collection of stuff. And so yesterday, so this was on Sunday. So yesterday, Monday, Tete came over and we bagged it all. We put it all in the basket. We bought a basket at the store, a nice one of these, what do you call it? Mimbre baskets. I don't know what you say, how you say it in English, but anyway, a nice big basket. And we started putting the things on and we wrapped it in plastic and put a bow on it. And I had printed a card that said, basically, Merry Christmas, and then it had the church name, a little cross on it. And so the police station is actually about 300 yards or 400 yards from here. It's not a quarter of a mile from here. And it is a station for all of the Basque police in the whole region. It's the only one I know of until you go to the next big town. So, and the few times we've had anything to do with them, they've always been extremely professional, friendly, and they're a good force. They have a good reputation. And so yesterday I had it all and I said, okay, here I go. I put it in the car and the picture that you see is on my front seat. So I ring the bell because you can't get into the place without, talking to them through a electronic system, and then they open one door and then you walk through certain steps and so forth, and then before you get into actually the building, there's another door they have to open. These are big, heavy bomb what do you call them, bomb proof doors. And so when when they asked, when they, you know, when I rang the bell and they said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to talk with the," I asked for the guy in charge. Well, they said, "What do you mean, the guy in charge? Who? What for?" So I said, "Listen, I'm just coming from the evangelical church, and we have something we'd like to give, but I'd like to talk with the person who might, you know, be the one to talk to for it." So anyway, they let me in, and I go in there, and there's about three policemen behind the glass. You know, there's several customers, I guess, in there, maybe with, you know, usually things there. People are in there for issues with neighborhoods and so forth for the police. But so I come in there and I'm talking through the glass, because everybody else listened to me from the back as well. But through the glass, I'm looking at about three policemen. One was a policewoman, and they're looking at me like I just stepped off of a, you know, a spaceship. Like, what? I said, "Yeah, I've got a package. It's the church." I said, "Listen, this is, I know this is very odd, but in my country, it's not that uncommon for churches to do this to police stations and the firemen and some of the emergency groups and whatnot." And so they said, "Well, can you bring it in the door?" And I said, yeah, of course. I've got it in my car." Okay, so they let me out again. Each time you go, you have to wait until they, you know, buzz the door so you can get out. So I went all the way out to the car, came back in. When I got back in, there were like five of them there. And I said, "I don't know how many you are." They said, "We're a whole bunch, you know, that come and go through there." And I said, "Well, this is for y'all. This is from the church. It's just a gift. It's just to say thank you. And we hope you'll enjoy it. You divide it however you want." Okay, so by that time, the one came out of the door to pick it up. And he looked at me and he said, "Well, give them our thanks from the whole department." And I looked back and all of them were grinning from ear to ear, just as happy and as grateful as you could be. So I left and they were just absolutely flabbergasted at this basket. And we had stuck in six of the personal peace or inner peace booklets. I probably should have put 20 in there, because it dawned on me when I looked in, when I was inside and looked back in the parking lot. I mean, they have police cars, all kinds of police cars, so there may be dozens of them. But at any rate, we got it done. And it went as well as I could possibly have asked for it to go. So thank the Lord for that. And we were able to have a testimony. Our people thought it was really, really cool. So Lord willing, we'll build on it and maybe do it again next year. Okay, this has gotten really, really long. Thanks for your patience and for listening and for your communication. God bless you. Have a great week and a happy new year.